Hello and welcome to my weekly podcast. Well, the fallout from the budget was pretty swift, and it became immediately clear to myself and colleagues that the proposal regarding the disability issue was ill thought out. And we met Minister Burton and pleaded a case to her, and I'm glad that Minister Burton and her colleagues have decided to suspend the issue. It's now off the agenda. It did cause a lot of concern, a lot of it was unnecessary, and I'm glad a resolution has been found thus far. The social welfare bill itself passed through various stages in the House, and I had my opportunity to speak on it, and I highlighted 2 points about the budget. Number one, there was no increase in income tax, and number two, there was no decrease in the basic rates of social welfare. And it's very important to make that point, because at least post the budget, widows, carers, pensioners and job seekers will be in the same rate of payment as they were before the budget, and that's something that a lot of people thought we couldn't do. At the weekend, I was back in Amoracuse Bar for the semi-final of the talent competition. Again, well attended, a great spirit there and a great bit of fun. And it's good to have that kind of extra curricular stuff where we're reminded that there is, despite the economic doom and gloom, there still are some worthwhile ventures to be had in different areas. I recorded a piece for the Week in Politics that went out on Sunday night, and it contained a critical issue in terms of the Croke Park Agreement. And I basically advanced the view that it's unwise at this stage to selectively chip away at the Croke Park Agreement. We do not want industrial rest. We have an agreement with public sector unions, and it is government policy to support it. I've had a number of advice centres from the beginning of the week, one in my office in the Market Square in Dunmanway, and the second in the Lord Kinsale in Kinsale on Monday evening, which was followed by a very lively and well-attended Labour Party meeting. That's it for me for this week. Thank you for listening. And remember, you can always follow me on Twitter. I'm also on Facebook. And my website is michaelmccarthy.ie. Thank you.